Chris Harvey is Georgia's elections director. His team at the Secretary of State's office gets to work building the layout of the ballots as soon as candidates are set. Harvey's office creates 2,500 different versions of a ballot with everything from the governor's race to whether Sandy Springs residents can buy alcohol earlier on Sundays.
You take each county and then you take the different ballot combinations and you take the qualified candidates and you just start plugging them into the slots, if you think about it that way, until you've got every race and every question and every candidate accounted for the county.
Then those ballot files are hand-delivered to each county, where local officials double-check to make sure everything is accurate. Once that's done, the officials load the ballots from a secure server onto memory cards tied to specific precincts. The cards are also matched up to a specific serial number on a specific machine. Even the seals used to secure those machines have their serial numbers tracked. That's the sound of a machine being unsealed so it can undergo logic and accuracy testing. It's one of four that belong to the Black Rock voting precinct in Fayetteville, 20 miles south of Atlanta. Fayette County Elections Director Floyd Jones.
So what we're doing is we're taking the machine, we're literally ensuring that it actually works, and then we're uploading the new ballots into the machines so they can be prepared to roll out on election day.
The process takes just a few minutes per machine. Everything from the whir of the printer to the click of the card reader undergoes scrutiny and a sample tally is run. Jones says all 300 machines his county uses will be tested over the course of several days.
When that's done, we seal them, we put them back on the racks, and we have them prepared for election day.
So what happens on election day? The machines are delivered, the seals are broken, and poll workers are ready for business at 7 a.m. After you check in at the polling place, you're handed a yellow voter access card that goes inside the machine. But how does it know which ballot goes on the screen? A tiny computer chip with your name and ballot style loaded on.
It's the same type of chip that you have on your credit cards.
That's Richard Barron, who oversees Fulton County's elections.
All the ballots are available on the DRE, but that one will only activate the ballot that correlates to your residence.
Your vote is captured on the machine's memory card, and the yellow card is returned to the poll worker. Once the last person in line has voted, poll managers consolidate the vote tallies onto a single memory card, shut down and seal the voting machines, do some paperwork, and then drive results to a central location. From there, vote totals are uploaded to the state's election night reporting system, where tallies are posted online. In Fulton, which is Georgia's most populous county, that takes a while. So this year in Fulton, law enforcement will escort the memory cards from 5 check-in centers to the main elections warehouse. But the process isn't over, even after candidates declare victory and the website says 100% of precincts are reporting. Here's Chris Harvey with the Secretary of State's office.
Somebody conceding or the news calling something has zero effect on anything we do. We still have to account for every ballot that's cast. And even it doesn't end the morning after the election.
There's still some mailed-in absentee, military, and overseas ballots that must be counted, plus provisional ballots cast on election day. Counties certify their results by the Monday after the election. The state certifies results a week after that. But this could be one of the last times this process is used. 7 vendors have submitted options to replace Georgia's voting machines and elections infrastructure at the request of a commission set up by the Secretary of State, Brian Kemp. Their goal is to have a new system in place for the 2020 presidential election. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.